We get 3 hours and 48 more minutes of this, Mac. Here is the one and only Chris Tannehill.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Bears-Eagles.
It's not a game any of us expect them to win. I don't have them winning. Philly will attempt to run the ball and run it successfully. That's their strength.
It is a handoff. Howard up the middle. Fire into the touchdown. Jordan Howard. 13-yard run.
That's how you clear an alley.
I think that Philly is clearly a better team, even though they've had their struggles with quarterback.
Wentz looking for the football. He fakes. He looks. He steps up. He fires. The play.
I predicted a blowout. I said 24-9. Lose by two touchdowns.
I think I've got 27-12.
Here's a pooch kick. It's going to be airborne, bouncing in front, past Adam Shaheen. He's got, oh my gosh, he did not scoop it up. It's loose, piled up. You got to just scoop up the ball, young man. Got to give your team a chance.
And so the Bears have made a run of it without question, but fall short. The final score, 22-14.
I'm learning right now that our team is very, very strong. Very strong. They're built tough, and we're being challenged right now. It's not easy. We hate it. It sucks.
I was bruised and battered. I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. The streets of Philadelphia.
Every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Yeah, that was pretty messed up on the streets of Philadelphia yesterday.
Oh, goodness. Well, we expected, though, but hey, they didn't quit.
You always call it dilly bars, right? You know, we got orange slices and Capri Sun, that sort of stuff. It's just, it's unbelievable. It really is how much the bar has been lowered. Like, they get into the red zone, and I'm like, all right, the over-under for points scored on this drive is 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the idea of them scoring a touchdown is just, it's a surprise when it happens.
Are you a cut a guy just for fun? You want to cut somebody today? Anybody? I mean, you can't cut Trubisky. Somebody who's reasonable. Somebody who they wouldn't miss.
I got one for you that you would like.
All right. Who would you like to cut if you could?
I don't think I'd cut anybody. I think that message sending stuff is silly, but Adam Shaheen has no role here.
He's the one you can't cut, though, because if you do, you're drawing the attention to yourself for drafting this ass clown as high as you did.
Well, I mean, he's responsible.
That's who I most would like to see clean out his locker also. What exactly is it you say you do around here?
Well, and Mike Davis isn't going to play for the Bears again because they're going to try to get a draft pick in terms of, you know, some sort of weird loophole compensatory thing. So Mike Davis was a failed 2-year, $6 million signing. Shaheen is a failed second-round pick. I don't think you can cut Anthony Miller, nor should you. Listen, cutting one guy who is not the issue here, like,
well,
you know what I mean? Like,
sacrificial bear. Yes, some people like having a body. Let the head meet the guillotine and let her claim her bloody prize.
Well, what are we gonna do here? Because I forgot what victory chicken tastes like.
I know.
What are we gonna do?
So long.
So do we get losing something?
Well, the old tradition was setback sweetener, and I did bring some in last week. I don't know if you had any of the strawberry cake I brought in. I didn't call it setback sweetener.
That was Monday, right? You brought the cake in, or Tuesday at the
Monday
latest?
Monday or Tuesday, yes.
Friday, I forgot who it was. I was walking around the hallway, and someone's like, strawberry cake.
Wanstead.
I was just like, oh,
Dave Wanstead had frosting on his chin when he walked in
coach.
The studio.
He did a wellness check. I mean, he was on TV yesterday, but...
Hey! I'll be fine.
Jan's
going to kill me. We're going out for dinner. I'm going to get some Tex-Mex or some... No, he called it Mex-Tex.
Yeah, he called it Mex-Tex.
He was going to get some Mex-Tex.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate he wasn't mic'd up for that commercial, Tanny. It would have been an all-timer. Yeah, I don't know. Do we need comfort food of some sort here today? Because no one wants to sponsor, like, losing salad.
No.
You know, they should. I mean, they're going to get their money's worth the rest of the year here. Someone should definitely sponsor some losers.
I'll associate my food with disappointed people. Right. Losers get salad. It's Would like you the, like a share a salad?
It's like the first person who decided to sponsor the tarp for the rain delay. Like, everyone's pissed. Everyone's running for the exit. It's like, I want to put my logo on that thing. The injury tent in the NFL.
You know, you're right, though, but it's a, you're a captive audience. You're kind of forced to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you get mad at the sponsor who's on it. I don't know if people make those associations or not, but I'll bring in something sweet tomorrow if you'd like. I can stop by my my place, my specialty shop that serves up outstanding sweets.
Someone on Twitter brought up defeat pierogies.
Defeat pierogies. Doesn't really roll off the tongue like victory chicken.
No, we're set back.
Nedgy mob.
Nedgy mob.
So
what can he show us these last eight games? I'm going to ask good old number seven, Boomer Esiason, in this next hour. What can Matt Nagy show us to restore some of our faith in him? Because it's waning each week. And for me, pre-snap penalties, both sides of the ball, are an indication of it. I think that when you see that consistently, and they only had 9 penalties. I was surprised to read that last night when I called up the box. It felt like a lot more than that, didn't it? Didn't it feel like more than 9 penalties, you boys?
No, I would have guessed in that area. The stuff with like coming out of the game complaining about Jason Kelce, how he held the ball, and so that was what led to some of those neutral zone infractions and the offsides, and that he was doing the gamesmanship with the snap.
You see the Kelce was kind of doing with the ball, just moving it a little bit. But even then, man, can't really make no excuses.
As you go forward and make an excuse.
After like, your excuse.
Right? I mean, Jason Kelce's been in the league for how many years? Like, those are the attention to detail things that you should be scouting to know whether or not he does that. You played them last year. You played them in 2017. Like, come on now.
Right,
that should not be throwing you for a loop here.
I don't know. I don't have anybody in mind for number two, but the all-time great Super Bowl parade outfits was chosen by the Eagles Center a few years ago. Do you guys remember that sort of...
Oh, it's a classic. I mean, I remember the speech like it was yesterday. I mean, it was great where he's calling out Mike Lombardi. I love Mike Lombardi, but he gets up there and he's railing against every critic the Eagles ever had.
Bernstein talked about what type of a suit that was. It was a tribute to something out of the 14th century or some British court. I don't remember exactly, but it was incredibly colorful. It looked beautiful on my new TV.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great. I just bought a new TV. Wow, look at that guy's costume for the Super Bowl.
Jason Kelce,
wow. He was supposed to be somebody. Well, he was somebody. He was a Super Bowl champion, something that we're not going to see around here anytime soon. And that's where my mind goes. Do they have the right guys in the most important positions? We all know they don't have the quarterback. Do they have the right head coach? What can he show us that can restore some faith these last eight games, man?
Not much. And, we came into the year... The big hope that I will admit I was hope trafficking in this, because I was saying I've never seen it in my entire life as a Chicagoan following the Bears, wanting offensive football, young, aggressive, ahead of the curve, offensive-led football. I was like, you need your coach, your GM, and your quarterback to be aligned. If Mitch takes the leap, the Bears have all three. They had the coach of the year, they had the executive of the year, and I was hoping that they would have the breakout candidate of the year, and now we don't know if they have any of the three.
They got none of them, it doesn't appear. Yeah, all those hopes were realistic, and I didn't try to dissuade you from them. I thought they were founded in logical thought processes.
And I did too.
Yesterday, they're sitting there at halftime with 9 freaking yards, 2 first downs, one of them by penalty. Oh, God. You serious? This is where we're at.
Someone linked reminded me of a tweet that I sent from the offseason. It was after the NFL draft when they added David Montgomery. It was something to the effect of, wow, imagine Mitch Trubisky in year 2 of Matt Nagy's system. With Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Anthony Miller, Trey Burton, Adam Shaheen, Tariq Cohen, and David Montgomery. A top 10 offense to go with this defense. Possibilities are endless.
It makes me laugh.
Why?
All of those things sounded so good back in the summer.
It really did.
They?
It really did. It made so much sense.
One guy's been good, Allen Robinson. The first series of the game, he's wide open. Throw the ball to him. Relax, you goof.
Yeah.
How do you overshoot a guy on a short out route like that? Just relax, dummy.
How about London Fletcher just destroying James Daniels? Just tossing him aside. Like, hey, I want to move you to the left. I want to move you to the right. I'm going to just completely make your life a living hell. At all times, I will do whatever I want with you on any given play. Yeah. I am a grown-ass man. Like, it was...
When did London Fletcher become an Eagle?
Who did I say? Fletcher Cox.
Yeah, you said London Fletcher.
Fletcher Cox.
London Fletcher's been out of the league a little while. He played a long, long time,
Fletcher Cox.
The John Carroll great London Fletcher.
Yeah, there it is. My mistake. But, I mean, every Bear had a bad moment yesterday. Every single one. Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack making a tackle for a loss on Jordan Howard with less than 3 minutes left and then getting up trash talking when you're losing without the ball and they've already got three third down conversions on you. What are you doing?
Yeah,
Trevathan losing Miles Sanders on 3rd and 13. What are you doing?
Eddie Jackson, the hitting Ertz out of bounds to give him a first down. You know, they already had the first down to give him additional yardage, and he didn't have a real good game despite those 10 tackles.
No, he did not. He's never near the ball on a pass play.
No, that's problematic. I've noticed that, right?
Yeah. I never see him around the ball.
Both 21 and 39 were supposed to be these ball-hawking, playmaking safeties. They've got one pick between the two of them, and Clinton Dix returned it for a touchdown. That's it, right? That's it for the year for those two guys? One pick?
Fuller had one.
No, I'm saying the safeties.
Oh, yeah. For the safeties, yeah. There's the one. Yeah.
They're not near the ball. You're not going to get one if you don't get near it.
I'd like to see them in the vicinity at some point. And then David Montgomery, fine effort, just dropping a screen pass. They haven't had a big play on a screen pass since Matt Nagy's been the coach. They haven't had
it's coming.
One.
Matt told us today, you could just feel it. At any point, it's coming. It's like the Cubs offense was this past August. You could feel it. It's right there. We're on the verge of exploding.
Top of the hour brought to you by the Wolves. Join the Wolves in honoring veterans and active duty military during the Military Appreciation Weekend game Saturday night, Sunday afternoon at Allstate Arena. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are winners. We are the Wolves. This hour brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their new website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. It is, of course, a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Score. We will take your calls, and for a moment in time, it felt like the perfect broadcast for this show. We will live in that moment of glory together next on the Score.
Hanging around. Kid's got alligator blood. Can't get rid of him.
It's kind of like a line from a movie, right?
Kind of.
It resembles a line from a movie. Talk show with Mark Schlereth and Dick Stockton on Fox.
I got quite a kick out of them 2 weeks ago, and it was nice to have them back in my basement last night. They're like friends to, you know, commiserate a bad football team with.
Yeah. And I don't feel like you get as mad about Dick Stockton getting, you know, facts and sports and names wrong when you have no expectation for your team.
No, and I have no expectation for Dick Stockton either. I mean, I've been listening to him screw up names for more than a decade, right? I mean, when he did the Cubs in 07 or 08, he couldn't tell.
Yeah, he's got no idea.
Right. He didn't know anybody then. That's all right. He has emeritus status. He is given mulligans on pronunciating names.
Bottom of the hour on the Score brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want to ride a Zamboni on the ice during intermission of a Wolves game? Sign up to take a spin on the new Turtle Wax Icebox. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES to learn more. We are winners. We are the Wolves.
Turtle Wax on, Turtle Wax off. There's another Mark Schlereth quote from last week or 2 weeks ago.
That's true.
No, that was last week. That was San Francisco and Carolina last week.
Okay. Yeah. So last week, Karate Kid. Yeah. This week, Rounders. I mean, this was speaking to us. They were broadcasting this game for us. Let's hear Mark Schlereth's Teddy KGB.
Perfect strike by Trubisky, and this reminds me of a scene from the movie Rounders, right, when they're gambling, right. And Teddy KGB goes, you let them hanging around.
Good Irish throw, buddy.
I think he was Russian, but you know, whatever. I think he's Irish.
You sat down with a mad Russian and he emptied your pockets.
The KGB has an office in Dublin.
Yeah.
Let's take Stockton. That's good Irish brogue.
You let them hanging around and hanging around and hanging around.
Good
you
brogue.
The, yeah, you, you.
Good Irish brogue, buddy.
But they, well, I don't even, I think he was Russian, but, you know, whatever.
I think he was Irish.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
What is Dick Stockton talking about?
He's brogue. I love that.
It'd be a very different movie.
See, that made me laugh. That was good.
Yeah, no, it made me laugh too.
It'd be a different movie.
It'd be a very different movie. You don't want to mess with those Irish mobsters. They'll drink you under the table. Like it'd be very different.
Oh, but I'm glad KGB has put Mark Schlereth under his flag, just like he did with Grandma. That's where he needs to be. If we get him again, and I suspect we will.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the Bears are bound for that crew again, right? Packers game maybe on the 15th. We'll have to feed him a couple of movies. We'll give him maybe four or five of them that we really like. And
yeah,
I'm sure he'll find one or two of them.
Yeah, just work one of them in. That'd be great.
He seems like he's like the guy movie genre is where he's going. He's going Karate Kid. Rounders, of course, is a guy movie. And... what else has he done? Dodgeball.
Right now, the Philadelphia Eagles are saying, we feel like we're better than you. We feel like right now it's kind of like a line from a movie, right? White Goodman, we're better than you, and we know it. They're lined up here, press across the board, single high safety.
I'm White Goodman, owner, operator, and founder of Globo Gym America Corp. Here at Globo Gym, we're better than you, and we know it.
He could work at getting the movie reference in a little bit more seamlessly. Like, he really will beat you over that. Yeah, yeah. I am about to say a movie reference now, and then he
it's kind of like a line from a movie, right?
he really hits you over the head with it. But I don't know. I enjoyed his KGB quite a bit. I thought that it was fun bad, and I'd like to see if the callers today could do better.
Well, that would be a good challenge to them. And, bonus points. We got a prize to give away. We got something we can give the best one we get.
Probably not.
No,
but
we come up with something.
Sure. Sean Anderson, you come up with something. You're in for Shep today.
Can we get some Bulls tickets maybe?
I don't know, maybe.
All right, yeah. Ask Mitch Walkie.
Yeah, tickets laying around, let me know.
Bourne's had some tickets earlier. Yeah. I'm sure we can find some.
You know what?
He is the phenom!
Yeah.
If it's really good, we'll find you something. We'll try to make it Bulls tickets or some restaurant script or something. And work the Bears into the conversation if you can somehow.
Oh, I like that too. Yeah. Check down.
Check down, check down.
You let them hanging around and hanging around and hanging around.
He beat me straight up.
The F you let him lay that route down.
Should have paid me off there.
Oh, God. It's just
don't
so
give Trubisky his money.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's an effing joke anyway. I'm paying you back with your own money.
That's good Irish brogue.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen the movie a time or seven. And I said it earlier just kind of haphazardly because I was hungry and looking for chicken. But I got in traffic at the Popeyes off of Fullerton by Damon getting off the highway because the line for the drive-through, people were in the street.
Is that right?
Waiting to pull into the drive-through.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, could you maybe move into the parking lot or something like that? Like the Popeyes
they
chicken
don't
sandwich.
Lose their spot in line.
Seriously, it's a phenomenon. The Bears could use a phenom on the team. It's a phenomenon that has just taken over the world, and I need to have this chicken sandwich. Yes, exactly. Sean Anderson, the sandwiches.
Does it have
confused.
To do with the layout of the drive-thru's proximity to the street?
Yeah, it's right at the corner of an intersection. It's one lane. Yeah. It's a disaster.
Civil engineering. I'm telling you, some people have challenges with that when they build those places with drive-thrus. You have to some clearance from a major thoroughfare salute is always a good idea. We have a Starbucks near me. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, they really should have anticipated like a social media whim taking off and people demanding their chicken sandwich like nothing you've ever seen before.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm with you. It's not a normal occurrence at this Popeyes, but
area's bad anyway.
It's absolutely terrible. But I'm getting off the highway and I'm like, why is there so much traffic right now? And it's taking me like three rotations through the stoplight to get from the highway to Fullerton, coming off of Damon, and I'm like, oh, of course. It's lunchtime and the chicken sandwich is back.
Did you decide to pull in and grab one?
No, I didn't. I had to get home to watch the football. So, no, yeah. I didn't do it. But
certainly so well worth it.
Yeah, trust me. I will have one of these sandwiches sooner than later. You're a fast food connoisseur. At some point, you'll have one.
Well, no, I'm not so much on a chicken sandwich. No, if I'm going fast food chicken, I'm having chicken, not a chicken sandwich. I'm going to grab a bucket, or I'll have some Popeye spicy. That's good too.
Yeah, I just Popeye's.
Or have the spicy chicken sandwich.
That's what I'm looking for. I want to compare it to Wendy's. I want to compare it to Chick-fil-A. I want to do the taste test.
Don't need the bread. You know, those empty calories, that starch.
Oh,
that'll
but
kill
Mac,
you.
A brioche bun on it there.
Oh, brioche.
Boomer Esiason in 20 minutes. Let's go to the...
phones?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking where I wanted to go. Bolingbrook. Jeff, you want to do a KGB impression or give us a Popeye sandwich review before your Bears thought?
It's going to be the Popeye. I haven't seen that movie, actually, so it's going to have to be the Popeye sandwich.
All right. How's the sandwich?
Very overrated, and I mean that in a good way, because overrated it doesn't necessarily mean it was bad. I just think that it was very, very overhyped. I thought it was a good sandwich, and I mean, isn't that what kind of Popeyes should be known for? Their chicken. I almost kind of like expect that I go to a chicken sandwich place, I should at least get a halfway decent chicken sandwich. So.
Yeah, I would think so. That's a fair expectation on your part, Jeff.
So how long did you wait for it? Just out of curiosity.
Let's see here. I think Dan would know the Popeyes I went to over.
No, how long? How long was the wait?
Cherryville.
How long was the wait? This is going great.
I'd say about 20 minutes I waited.
That's way too long.
But I probably wouldn't have waited too much longer than that.
All right, what's your Bears thought?
I'm not a Trubisky fan. I never have been. I've never been a big one. I was a Pat Mahomes guy, and after I fell in love with him, and when he went head to head in Baker Mayfield 3 years ago. But anyways, we're not doing that man any favors right now. That's just the reality of it. Allen Robinson. You sit there and you talk about how he's the lone bright spot of our offense. Where the hell was he yesterday when we needed him? He couldn't stay in bounds on that first throw earlier where there was nobody near him. And then he couldn't I know the ball was underthrown, but, I mean, it was still a 45-50-yard pass, and he still couldn't – he had it in his hands and his chest, and he couldn't hold on to it. If this is going to be our DeAndre Hopkins, I know he's not better than him, but I'm just saying, if this is going to be our number one guy, you've got to hold on to that ball. And then their drive killers, the David Montgomery not catching that screen pass, that is just – you. I mean, anybody should be catching that, and that kills it. I mean, we might be talking – Allen Robinson makes those catches, and David Montgomery makes that screen catch. We're talking about a completely – we might be talking about a different game right here, about.
Yeah, they could have you're right.
He is right.
As poorly as they played in the first half, you're right, and thank you for sharing your frustration. And your description of overrated is perfect for me. That doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
It just means it's not life-changing.
Well, it gets back to the Dan Bernstein thing. Who's doing the rating?
He always says that. And it's true. With Mitch being as limited as he is, you almost can't afford to have below average performances from anyone else around
right,
him.
Right, yes. Right, yes. Guys have to make plays when they get those chances.
But Mitch clearly double clutched on that deep ball to Robinson. He just lets that ball go, he leads Allen Robinson, and that's probably a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The dropped screen by Montgomery was inexplicable. This segment on The Score brought to you by a much healthier version, Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Subway, make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. See? Sandwiches, movie references.
Yeah. It's all happening, man.
Sky doesn't have to be falling. Boomer we'll fix it anyway, coming up at 3 on The Score.
This place is like somebody's memory of a town, and the memory's fading. It's like there was never anything here but jungle.
Stop saying like that. It's unprofessional.
Oh, is that what I'm going for here?
I just want you to stop saying odd like you smell a psychosphere or you're in someone's faded memory of a town. Just stop.
Well, given how long it's taken for me to reconcile my nature, I can't figure I'd forgo it on your account, Marty.
Happy birthday to me. And to you.
Matthew McConaughey, 50 years old today.
That in his role as Rust Cole from True Detective Season 1. Shouldn't even have to say that. The one that mattered.
The only one that he was in.
Yes, the only one he was in. I believe he had his hands in the last couple as a producer.
Producer.
But Rust Cole, Dark and Delicious. Loved him in Dallas Buyers Club. Going back to the 90s, A Time to Kill. His role is Jake Brigance, one of my favorites. On a sillier note, Mark Hanna from Wolf of Wall Street.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's two keys to success in the broker business. I love the second one. This little baby right here, it's called cocaine.
I mean, he's I like how he handles himself, man. He's a little crazy with his Texas football love and his self-importance, but I read a profile piece on him one time. He's like, yeah, people will make fun of me for, you know, the commercials that he does. I think he's Wild Turkey, and he does a car commercial.
Cadillac. Yeah. I believe he sells Cadillacs, yeah. Doesn't he?
I think it's Lincoln.
Is it Lincoln?
Yeah.
Lincoln. Okay,
yeah.
He's selling Lincolns, yeah.
But he
looks so comfortable in them, doesn't he?
He does. He's like, and so if people make fun of me and all that, but it's like, that pays me a bunch of money, and then I can do any creative projects that I want to. I can do smaller budgets. I can do independent films, and it leads to some really incredible performances. Like, he took that big risk with White Boy Rick, the story of the drug dealer.
I did not finish that. I started and I flagged on it. Did you guys give it a try?
Actually, we watched it and didn't finish it either because, you know, I think kid got out of bed or something and it was one of those 24-hour rentals. And I was like, well, that's it. We'll never see that movie ever again.
So, yeah.
But I liked it, the first half of it. I thought it was really cool. I liked that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was enjoyable and just different. Like, he'll take a little small role in something that he likes. Okay, he was absolutely hilarious in Tropic Thunder. He obviously took a big swing and got rewarded in Dallas Buyers Club, or a movie like Mud, which was obviously not a huge budget movie.
What disappointed me when he gave his acceptance speech for his Oscar for his role in Dallas Buyers Club, he never mentioned Ron Woodruff, who was the heroic character he portrayed, who did a lot of things to help people try and get medications when the government wasn't helping people with either HIV or AIDS.
I remember he took a lot of criticism for that speech.
As he should have. I mean, he didn't say anything about the role or how you know much guts Ron Woodruff had. It was a remarkable story, and he really, I thought, dove into the role. He looked sick. He looked like he was dying. In that film, he got himself that thin.
Yeah, I mean, and I always think it's kind of crazy when actors do that, but it's pretty impressive to do, and he's really talented. He gets knocked as the guy who would just like be hanging out on the beach with his shirt off and for being a bro, like dumb actor or whatever, but he is a really, really talented character actor and has been for a long time.
Yeah, one texter texted us in the 217, The Lincoln Lawyer, which I saw recently
it.
For the first time. Yeah, William H. Macy is his investigator too. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
In fact, after I saw it the first time, I jumped right back in. A couple days later. Yeah, I want to watch this again.
Yeah, he's not bad in a lot of things. Like, he might be in movies that you don't love. Like,
can the Bears get Matthew McConaughey? Can we get him to quarterback their team or at least be the backup? Nah.
He's
50 today. 50! God, he's good looking at any age.
He's a good looking man. I didn't do a poll question on whether or not the Bears would be better with Mitch Trubisky or Matthew McConaughey next week against the Lions, but I did do it with five different individuals.
Yeah,
the results are not kind for our boy Mitch.
With five different individuals?
I did five different poll questions yesterday.
I saw your one. Are they got better chance to win with Trubisky or Daniel, and 75% were voting Daniel.
Yeah.
With about 3,000 votes counted a couple hours ago.
Yeah, let me see. I'll pull them up for you. Yeah, Chase Daniel, 75% over Trubisky. Jay Cutler got 85%. Who would be better for the Bears next week against the Lions, Cutler or Trubisky? Tony Romo got 88%. So these are two old broadcasters who haven't been playing football. Colin Kaepernick got 73%, with many people saying, I don't agree with anything Colin Kaepernick stands for politically, but he would help the Bears. So people are just willing to throw aside their morals for Colin Kaepernick to be the quarterback of the Bears. And then I asked about Shane Falco, Keanu Reeves' character in The Replacements.
Ah.
And 78% of 3,700 votes say Shane Falco would give them a better chance.
It's kind of like a line from a movie, right?
That's right.
Better
chick sticks. Guys.
Better keep the earmuffs and the blinders on the lad again this week, getting ready for the Lions, because he wouldn't appreciate all this negativity, and it's not going away. I don't suspect.
Maybe at some point we should do a moment from the Eagles game that would have got the loudest boos at Soldier Field, because I did find myself thinking about that a lot. Which thing would have led to the most boos? Running off the field in the first half with 9 yards would have been pretty high up there.
Yeah, I think the way they would have been met at halftime, probably it might have been the loudest halftime boo in Bears history. I don't know if they keep records on those things.
In many ways,
find a Zerang. He can get the decibel meter out there.
It would have just been spectacular. So, what can Matt Nagy do to salvage this? How quickly is New York going to turn an old pal Adam Gase? And what Boomer is seeing from the Bears, if anything, coming up on the score?